Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to another edition of the Daily Digits, this time for the June 19th in the history of team sports. Sports history is made every day of the year, and we'll preserve it at least a little sampling from some of the great athletes every day based on the uniform numbers that they wore. And today, a couple of the uniforms we're going to be talking about are number 11 and number 17. Let's start off. June 19th, 1846, the first officially recognized baseball game was played in Hoboken, New Jersey. While the contest was played under the Knickerbocker rules, which are also sometimes known as the Cartwright rules, after the then seated president of the Knickerbocker Club, Alexander J. Cartwright, who wrote them on September of 1845. Now, there's not much clarity on the contest, but it appears that the Knicks played and lost the game to a team by the name of the New York Nines, or also known as the New York Gothams, by the score of 23-1. So even though they used the rules that they created, didn't really help out the old Knickerbockers on that first baseball game, 1846. On June 19th, 1938, the Pittsburgh Pirates legend Paul Wehner, wearing number 11, crushed a home run off a Philadelphia Phillies pitcher, Pete Sivas, to carry the Pirates to an 8-0 victory over their cross-state rivals, the Phillies. Move now to June 19th, 1942. 4 years later, that same Paul Wehner earned his 3,000th hit, becoming only the seventh player in Major League Baseball history at the time to reach such a lofty baseball milestone. 3,000 hits by Paul Wehner. A year later, June 19, 1943, the Steelers and the Eagles, their merger agreement had officially ended on this day. Now, I guess you could say that the Steagle had landed. Okay, that was bad. That was real bad. But you remember that Steagle's team, during World War II there, they had to merge their teams, the Steelers and the Eagles, and became the Steagles squad. And the coaches didn't get along very well because they sort of had a co-coaching situation going on there in those Pennsylvania teams, as Walt Kiesling of the Steelers co-coached with Greasy Neal. And apparently these two gentlemen really didn't get along very well, had a little bit different philosophy on how to run a football team and call plays and such. And thus the Steagles were not a very good team either, missing a lot of their good players from both squads that were serving in World War II. And the whole coaching situation wasn't making anything any more healthier, let's just say that. Now, June 19th, 1952, the Brooklyn Dodgers baseball team had a player named by the name of Carl Erskine, number 17 he wore in the program on that day, and he tossed a no-no hitter against the Chicago Cubs in a 5-0 victory for the Dodger Blue, all the way back there when they played in Brooklyn in the early 50s. But what a tremendous little bit of history here, and we're glad that you can share it with us once again. We take this sports break every single day, so make sure you join back for more and more, and we also try to give you a little bit of facts and figures that are going on or a little backstory when we can. So you can catch even more items on sports history on the Sports History Network, very aptly named, and on the JerseyDispatch.com website, which is the home website for this very podcast, SportsJerseyDispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, JerseyDispatch.com and PigskinDispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network. your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.